Wheel your cart into the Winn-Dixie on Carrollton Avenue and be warned, you might get distracted from your grocery list by a house. It's a typical New Orleans-looking affair.
You know, it's got the front porch, it's got the hip roof and the chimney up top, and everything's crooked.
Matthew Holdren built the house, a pint-sized cottage about 9 feet by 5 feet. The designer and woodworker says the just-might-topple-over feel was inspired by collaborator Terrence Osborne, the painter.
I kind of played on the idea of Terrence's crooked houses that he does, the New Orleans shotgun. It was actually really fun to kind of mock up in the yard at the shop and go against plumb lines and level lines and just bend things and push walls in different directions until it came alive.
Holdren builds with reclaimed materials and leaves his work with a natural finish, bare wood. Terrence Osborne is known for frenetic, technicolor New Orleans scenes. Osborne gave the raw wood a coat of many colors, purples, reds, greens, and blues.
It's real cute, real colorful. The whole thing almost looks like one of my paintings in 3D.
The house, he says, brought his painting work closer to sculpture.
To do a piece of this magnitude that you can actually walk around it is a whole different experience for me.
So, new genre for you?
Yes, the first. I'm already thinking about ways to do that, dive in a little more.
The two also worked with interior designer Maria Barcelona and landscaper Matthew Ponsetti. The point of this whimsical piece goes beyond creative collaboration and innovation, though. It's being raffled off to raise funds and awareness for Jefferson CASA. That's the Jefferson Parish Court-Appointed Special Advocates Program. The team of more than 160 volunteers gets involved to improve the lives of abused or neglected children by representing them in court and being sure their needs are met while in foster care. Jefferson CASA Executive Director Emily Remington.
CASA advocates are able to talk to everyone in a child's life, doctors, social workers, counselors, principals, teachers, t-ball coach, anyone who's involved in that child's life. The CASA advocate is tasked with presenting what is in the best interest of the child.
The volunteers dedicate 8 to 15 hours a month. They determine what's best for the child, who's not in the full-time care of a parent or legal guardian.
Whether that is more time with dad or more tutoring or more dental visits, eyeglasses, whatever it might be.
Her group helped nearly 400 children last year. Right now, more than 30 children are on the waiting list. She hopes the Playhouse can help recruit volunteers. CASA teams elsewhere have also raffled playhouses. Remington loves that this house is distinctly New Orleans.
I love the inside. It has a chandelier and stars on the ceiling. Certainly nothing I played in as a child was as elaborate as this.
For designer and builder Matthew Holdren, the form of a playhouse has roots.
I built a lot of tree houses. That was kind of where I started in construction. My father was a carpenter in Vermont, so he would bring a bunch of scrap home from work, and so it was reclaimed from the beginning. And quite a few tree houses.
During the build, he says, neighborhood kids lit up at the sight of it. Artist Terrence Osborne thinks of the children who need help through CASA. He got involved with the organization because his wife, Stephanie, was adopted. He's eager for whoever wins it to feel joy from the playhouse.
It naturally makes you feel happy. To experience anything that a human took his time to focus attention on for hours or weeks, for that to be a gift to someone, it's a special thing.
The Playhouse will be raffled June 20th. Both artists hope to build another one, maybe next time with a porch swing. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troe.